It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot?
Well, I'm looking at my list here, food security. Just keeping track of all these countries who became great exporters of corn, beans, wheat, other products and ag are on full-blown lockdown. So several employees of companies have zero motivation to going to work in other countries, and nor do they have to legally. So keep an eye on that. Russia, South America, the Ukraine, will they really be able to export this food? And China's out looking for it right now. So that's really benefiting the American ports, assuming we can stay open.
What's not hot?
Well, what's not hot? We don't have enough time in this 2 minutes, but E85's in trouble, which puts our friend corn in trouble. Why do I say ethanol's in trouble? Look at RBOB gasoline. As the United States President Donald Trump announced yesterday, stay in place, quarantine till at least the 30th of April. That's 30 more days of most people not doing a lot of driving, having a big effect on RBOB gasoline, and overall demand in America is coming to a screeching halt when it comes to unleaded fuel.
A lot of that's being driven by the fight between Saudi Arabia and Russia, isn't it?
That's something we forget about. Everyone's like, oh, this coronavirus is hurting the markets. That Saudi Arabia-Russia gap opening lower a few weeks ago, we're still hurting from that real bad. A few months ago, crude was $68 a barrel. It had a 19 in front of it last night, currently at $20.20. Extremely low prices. Actually, saw a couple pictures on the internet of people paying for fuel in the lower dollars. So although excited to fill up your fuel tank, if you grow corn, that corn could directly become fuel, and 99-cent unleaded isn't going to do you any good.
That's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk.